Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
Good morning, everybody. It is Sunday. It is the best time of the week because you are listening to Tech Vibe Radio. We're giving you a front row seat to all the awesome stuff happening across Pittsburgh's tech ecosystem. And I can tell you one thing I've learned over the nearly three decades I've been covering all this. Our downtown is absolutely vital if we're going to be a region that's going to continue to grow and thrive. And one of the things that is anchoring this right now that I'm very excited about is the new Huntington Bank right on Liberty Avenue and Market Square. We have a bunch of shows coming from this location because we like taking the show on the road with our Tech Vibe neighborhood tour. And I have Chuck Shones hanging out with me today. Chuck, you manage this branch here, man. You keep it up and running. It's very exciting to be here. Thank you for welcoming me here today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here, and I'm really excited to see what you have in store for the show today. You had mentioned that we do have this wonderful location down here at 500 Liberty Avenue
and
Market Square.
It's the best. I love it.
Thank you. And it is our flagship branch location for Huntington Bank here in Pittsburgh. You know, as we as a region continue to invest into downtown, Huntington Bank wants to continue to invest into downtown. And you know, what once was the old McDonald's down on Stanwyck Street is now a wonderful new vibrant, bright green Huntington Bank branch office.
That's like, it's like an energy color as far as I'm concerned. I see that green. It's like kryptonite in a good way, right? You would never guess this was once a McDonald's because you walk in, it's like, no, it's like this reminds you very much so of the Huntington Bank that you guys have, the branch you have in the Strip District,
right?
It's all teched out and everything's just crisp and clean and looking good. So
I'd say one of the first things people would come in here and do is they want to make certain, does it still smell like a McDonald's? Right. So we address that first to make certain that it, you know, either smelled like money or it smelled like not McDonald's. I think we did a pretty good job.
I'm like, yeah, pass the sniff test. Feel pretty good. Good job. So something that Huntington does is the Huntington Honors. And first off, Huntington's just always giving back. My goodness, the things that you guys do, I don't know how you guys keep track of all the different charities and things you get behind, organizations you get behind, but Huntington Honors is something that's just really cool. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do with that?
Yeah, so, you know, as we look at all the technology industries, all the technology companies that are in and around Pittsburgh, you know, we as a company want to support those industries, but we still want to be able to reward people that are in that field. So with Huntington Honors, it allows our service members, either active or retired, nurses that are in our community helping the individuals in our community, school teachers, whether they're retired or still active in teaching, as well as our first responders.
Yeah.
Our police officers, our EMT workers, our firefighters that are out there, to be able to offer them a no cost Huntington Bank premium checking account product with a ton of really great perks.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What a great way to give someone access to like grow their wealth and manage their money and not pay crazy extra weird fees and just know that they're being honored for their service because they're going out of their way to be extra good human beings as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to that, you know, being able to partner with, certified bankers to be able to help them mm-hmm. with their goals while they're still working and all the way through retirement, mm-hmm. it is a great way to be able to give back to the community. And this is, you know, open to anyone, whether you're active or whether you are retired. That we're in those fields to make certain that we can say thank you and honor you properly.
Very cool. If you go to Huntington.com, you can find out all the information and how to connect.
Yep, on Huntington.com. Like you could also visit your local branch as well, too, in your neighborhood.
I'd recommend you stop into the branch because you have a fun time coming. First, you can be greeted with a very friendly face. That's for sure. I've never been into Huntington where anyone ever wants to give me a weird look. They always greet me with a smile. And it's not just me. It's everybody. That's for sure. So I'm very excited about today's show. Because we have Visit Pittsburgh stopping by today. Talk about an organization where their goal is to get more people to come to Pittsburgh and experience like not just downtown, but the entire region. And they play a lot into business as well, too, because I've worked with them on many, many projects where it's all about getting more businesses to come to Pittsburgh and them trying to show the different amenities that Pittsburgh has. So I believe they play such a vital part in just keeping downtown in our region super vibrant. So I'm excited to learn more about what they're working on today.
I am as well, too, as a worker in the downtown facility here, being able to understand what Pittsburgh has in store coming down the pipeline. I mean, you look at next year, we have the NFL draft that's coming. And then throughout this year, there's tons of money being invested into the infrastructure. So to be able to have, you know, someone on this show here that can talk about what is going on, where Pittsburgh is investing its money to be able to up its tourism and travel. Really excited to see what you have in store for him.
We're going to find out next. So hang on tight, Chuck. And once again, thank you for having me here today. I just love bringing the shows from the Tech Vibe neighborhood tour in downtown Pittsburgh, the most vital neighborhood of them all.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned.
I love having you here, Jonathan.
Great stuff. Hey, Huntington.com, check them out. And of course, go to pghtech.org. Check out how the Tech Council can help your tech company succeed. This is Jonathan Kirsting. I'm going to be right back with Visit Pittsburgh. Hang on tight. A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
CompuNetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, CompuNetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at CompuNetics.com. Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio, brought to you by CompuNetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
So happy you're spending your Sunday morning hanging out with me on Tech Vibe Radio, having so much fun hanging out at the Huntington Bank in downtown Pittsburgh to bring you these shows. It's part of my Tech Vibe neighborhood tour. We call it TNT because I think it's quite dynamite, dare I say it myself. I couldn't resist. I had to say that. And I know my mind is just fully centered on keeping our downtown Pittsburgh awesome and making it even better. And one of the key organizations doing that is Visit Pittsburgh. I've gotten to work with these folks over the years. I've been at the Tech Council on many projects, a lot of it dealing with tourism and flights coming back and forth to places like Iceland and London. And the more I got to know them, I'm like, wow, these guys just play such a role when it comes to bringing, you know, tourists here, conventions here, all the things that really just make Pittsburgh shine. And today I have Derek Dawson, who's the VP of Strategic Initiatives, hanging out with me today. So Derek, I'm really excited to have you hanging out with me.
I appreciate you having me. Yeah, this is great.
How cool is it that we're like in what was once a former McDonald's? I mean, gotta admit, this was on the blighted side coming through here as a little sketch. But Huntington had this vision of, no, we're investing in downtown and we're going to take that property. We're going to turn it into something positive. And this place just exudes positivity to me as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's a great space. And now, especially that it's cleaned up and they're open. And now we've got a wayfinding spot right outside of Huntington Bank. So folks are stopping here and looking at where they should be going in downtown Pittsburgh. It's wonderful.
I love they have that for when tourists come down here and they want to find like where to go next, where the museums are, the culture and stuff. We have these wayfinders out there, and one's right here in front of the Huntington Bank.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but they're rolling them out now, and so we're excited to see people starting to use them.
Exactly. So rumor has it, you've been at Visit Pittsburgh for 14 years now. That is fantastic. I like seeing longevity in people because, I mean, you're passionate about what you do.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good run so far. I started in my mid-20s, and I started at the bottom in convention sales and sports sales.
Ooh,
and just kind of, yeah, like really cutting your teeth on the sales side, and eventually took over the sports sales division and
moved
over to handle partnerships and dialed back the external travel a little bit.
Okay.
So I still oversee partnerships, but I also oversee strategy for the organization in our 10-year tourism development plan.
Yeah. So much of Pittsburgh and its tourism is based on sports, and that brings a lot of people downtown for Steelers games, Pirates games, Pens games, like all of the good stuff. And I'm just curious, it was announced that we're hosting the 2026 NFL draft. My mind was blown. First off, I tip my hat for the effort it took to get that. That's something that you guys played a driving role in to make that happen. That must have been pretty exciting, especially you starting in sports.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, able to get that. And then tell us like what this means for Pittsburgh and how there's so much preparation going on. I sit on one of the marketing committees for it, so I'm very excited to play my little role and the Tech Council's little role in trying to shape this, because it is so transformative for our city.
It's going to be. Yeah, we started looking at the NFL draft back in 2014 when it moved from Radio City Music Hall in New York City over to Chicago and became a public event.
Okay.
And this most recent draft in Detroit drew in 775,000 people.
Wow.
And over $200 million in economic impact. So that's the bar. That's where we're aiming.
I think about what that does for downtown Pittsburgh and the region around us.
Like, it's going to be significant. You look at the travel inbound, we have 11 or 12 NFL markets that are within a seven-hour drive distance to Pittsburgh or a 90-minute flight. And then dozens and dozens of NCAA football programs also within that drive distance.
Yeah,
so anybody that's interested, we're in a great geographic region to be hosting the NFL draft. Obviously, with the history of the Steelers, you're going to have a lot of folks coming back that maybe had left Pittsburgh in decades past and really want to come in and enjoy Pittsburgh as they remember it as a steel city, as the Steelers city, if you will.
The Steelers city, absolutely.
Yeah, we're hosting in April of 2026.
So we're a year away. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Coming up quick. We are anticipating 50 million viewers across the U.S. and the rest of the world, somewhere in the range of $200 million in economic impact, and at least 200,000 people per day coming through the draft. So it's going to be a great show for Pittsburgh. It's an opportunity for us to show off the best of the best. Our small businesses are going to be doing just really great stuff during that time and have really good opportunities to engage, not just with the NFL, but also with travelers they're coming to town, and folks that may consider bringing a convention or a sports event or may consider relocating to Pittsburgh.
Totally. And the Tech Council, we're very excited about just because it gives us such a huge audience to showcase what Pittsburgh is all about. Yes, we have the Steelers and we love steel here in Pittsburgh, no doubt, but so much what we do around here is tech. And when we want to show off just how awesome our city is, because we want to attract people from around the world to come to Pittsburgh, to either work for a company, start something for themselves, whatever that may be. This might be that opportunity where someone's like, wow, I didn't realize this is in Pittsburgh. Yeah, why don't you stay and build something here with us while you're at it?
It's funny you say that because, you know, what we say is first a visitor.
I like it, yeah.
Before you move somewhere or consider moving a business somewhere, you're going to go check it out. And we want folks to have that ideal visitor experience whenever they're in town, stay downtown, have some of the great food at our restaurants and experience a wonderful event in the NFL draft. And I think that we're in a really good position to take advantage of the fact that these couple hundred thousand people per day are going to be they got to stay somewhere. They're a captive audience for us because they're interested in football, and the draft is going to be here. And this is a really good chance for Pittsburgh to show off to the rest of the world.
You know, tell the story,
Pittsburgh.
Right?
We aren't necessarily that smoky city anymore. We are driven by tech. We're driven by robotics. We're driven by healthcare. This is our chance.
It is. You know? No, I couldn't agree more. You mentioned $200 million, which is, that's an unfathomable amount of money. And try counting the $200 million it would take in your lifetime in order to do it, right?
Like I'd give it a try.
You could. I would give it a try too. So what is the other impact as far as when we bring our conventions here, like when Anthrocon comes and all the different things that happen over the course of a year in the tourism, what does that mean to Pittsburgh's economy overall when we're not having the NFL draft at $200 million?
Yeah, so tourism is a $6 billion economy here in Allegheny County.
Wow.
It's significant.
I would never guess that much.
Yeah, there's 20 million people that come to Pittsburgh every year.
What they mostly come here for? Steelers games and sports stuff? Or?
It's varied. So there are folks that come here, obviously, for Steelers games, Pirates games, Penguin games, sports in general. We have a huge cultural destination here in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And so people are coming for shows. They're coming to go to the museums. They're coming to listen to music at concerts.
Okay.
Food is a huge one. Culinary tourism is a huge driver here in Pittsburgh.
Because Pittsburgh, we've upped our game on the culinary side over the past 10, 15 years. So I'm excited to know that we're a place that people want to come to because they want to go try out one of our restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really what Visit Pittsburgh is all about. The way that I talk about it is that Visit Pittsburgh is an economic development agency. We just do it through tourism.
That's what it's about. Because if you think about how the economies work in this day and age, that's a lot of money coming through. That's an economy in itself.
Right. So. And these folks aren't just coming to town and staying at hotels and eating at restaurants. They're going to shop at small businesses. They're going to the cafes. They're going to that mom and pop owned restaurant. So it's real money. It's real dollars that's coming across the table here for these small business owners. And it makes a real impact on them.
Yeah, totally. One thing that I'm very excited about, and just in case you just joined us here, I always don't want to forget to mention that we are talking to Derek Dawson, the VP of Strategic Initiatives at Visit Pittsburgh. And if you go to visitpittsburgh.com, you can check out all the things they do. Actually, it's a great way to keep up with the fun things to do in the summertime whenever there's an event going on, because you guys are always cooking on something.
I use it myself.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what do you want to do? Go to Visit Pittsburgh and you'll find something to do any weekend of the year, that's for sure. But where I was going with, I get really excited when I think about our new airport, the new terminal, and what that's going to mean when people travel here. Because you mentioned before that we're in such close distance for a quick flight for the NFL draft. And I think about all these extra people that will be coming through, and their first taste of Pittsburgh is going to be our airport, which I am so excited about. The terminal modernization project, the TMP, fascinating. I'm sure Visit Pittsburgh has to be like triple stoked.
We are super excited for that to open up.
Okay.
Just looking at the opportunities that exist and bringing in new flights from different areas of the country and across the world. It just allows us to tell our story of Pittsburgh even further. We've got that flight that's coming in from London. Iceland is back on the books. We're working on other destinations in Europe. And then even in the U.S., we're continuing to roll out new destinations that Pittsburgh's flying direct to.
Yeah.
And it's great for folks that live here and want to go on vacation somewhere else.
I was going to say.
It's even better for us whenever folks are coming into Pittsburgh.
100%.
They see Pittsburgh as that vacation destination.
And it seems like if you want a flight to Florida, there's more than enough. It seems like there's a new flight all the
Florida,
time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm stunned by that. I just know Christina Custodis and her team there have done an amazing job. And we just released our issue of TEQ Magazine looking at the whole TMP, which was on my mind. I'm like, I know Visit Pittsburgh was very excited about that. And how as you bring people here, this is going to become their first taste of it all.
Yeah, and we'll have a visitor center out there at the new terminal. And we're working on exactly what that's going to look like right now.
Very cool.
The space is going to be really engaging for folks as they get off of their flight.
Yep.
they come down and to get their bags and see, what am I going to do in Pittsburgh today? What am I going to do in Pittsburgh tomorrow? And we're going to have staff right there to tell them what to do.
Yeah, it's such a cool opportunity, especially as they first open it up, to have people really on the ground there to do that, which I think is just going to be absolutely tremendous. So what else is happening this summer that people should be excited about that's going to bring people downtown and all that kind of good stuff?
What's cooking? One of the cool things that's happening right now is Venture Outdoors is relocating their kayak concession, so their Kayak Pittsburgh brand, to the downtown pool right outside of the Pittsburgh Convention Center, David L. Lawrence Convention Center.
Excellent.
As we have conferences coming in now, and for Visit Pittsburgh and a selling standpoint, we're going to be better able to sell to sustainability conferences, to green conferences,
love
environmental
that.
Conferences.
Yes.
Because we'll have the only convention center in the country with direct access to the water.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. I'm loving that.
But then you also look at the fact that we have 20 million people come to Pittsburgh anyway, and the vast majority of those are coming downtown for some reason or another. It really opens up the potential customer base for Venture Outdoors and Kayak Pittsburgh to really get more and more people out on the water, showing Pittsburgh off as a recreation destination, not just a sports destination or a cultural destination, but outdoor recreation is a huge piece of that.
All day
long. The Allegheny River is perfect for it.
It's the nicest river we have. I like them all, but I'm the same way.
They're all great.
I ride my bike along and I'm thinking, man.
I don't pick favorites.
Yeah, I don't know. I would go swimming in the Allegheny before the Monongahela.
I would probably agree with that. Yeah. Pond's a little bit muddier.
It's just mud. Something like that. But anyhow, I just love the work that you're doing, because these are things that really can set Pittsburgh apart. When I hear about that, the first convention center with water access, you can go kayaking.
It just made sense.
It's amazing.
We're looking for a new location, and we had the conversation and said, why not?
That's creative thinking.
Let's give it a go.
That is some creative thinking. Give it a try. See what
happens.
I love it. Very cool stuff. We're almost out of time. Any other key things happening this summer that you could shoot out there real quick?
Well, I think as you look at the revitalization of downtown, looking at Point State Park, looking at Market Square, looking at what will be Arts Landing, those are three really core pieces of that $600 million investment in downtown that it's on a timeline now. We've got the NFL draft here in 2026. So it's great to have
action happening.
Exactly. There's just so much that you can see going on. And we see Market Square is going to be the hub for downtown Pittsburgh locals and for visitors alike. And then, so from that hub, you can get out to anywhere. Arts Landing is going to be a wonderful entertainment area for concerts. There's going to be a kids' playground there. It's just a really great outdoor space to view the North Shore and downtown. And then obviously Point State Park is the jewel in and of itself, and it's going to have some much needed upgrades. But again, it's going to be there for that outdoor recreation enthusiast.
Great.
And it's, as far as I know, the only state park that's in a downtown location.
I think you're right.
Country,
right? Another one only for Pittsburgh, man.
So it's a cool little thing to top off your trip with.
I love it, man. Great stuff. So Derek Dawson, VP of Strategic Initiatives at Visit Pittsburgh. Thanks for hanging out with me here at Huntington Bank.
Appreciate you.
In downtown Pittsburgh. We love putting a highlight on downtown, all the great stuff going here. That is for sure. Hey, go to pghtech.org. Check out all the ways the Pittsburgh Tech Council would love to help your tech company succeed. Even if not a tech company, you can join up. There's so many ways to tap into our tech ecosystem here in Pittsburgh. It's a rich, cool place to be. Have an awesome rest of your Sunday, everybody. Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com. Chorus Call at choruscall.com. Highmark at highmark.com. Huntington Bank at huntington.com. Kindling at thekindlingagency.com. PNC Bank at pnc.com. And Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.